等一下有建筑委员的报告。
We're going to have the church construction committee report in a few moments.
我们要盖副堂的时候要到了。
Thank the Lord that time to construct our auxiliary chapel is near.
那我们等这个报告完以后再请组织的人做最后的祷告。
And after that report, we will ask the announcer to lead us in the concluding prayer.
请大家一起低头默祷。
Please bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Ended.
那事实上是不是这样子？
But is this indeed true?
因为圣经啊，是为着每一个人所写的。
For the Bible was written for all mankind.
圣经啊，不是为着少数几个神学家所写的。
It was not written for a select few theologians.
圣经还说。
The Bible says.
神的事情啊，向应海的人就要显明出来。
The ways of God will be revealed to people, to even babies.
向通达的人就要隐藏。
And it will be hidden from those with much knowledge.
所以当我们以婴孩的心去读的时候
，So when we use the heart of an infant, a child, to study the Bible,
我相信呢，我们就能够明白它。
I believe that God will reveal it to us.
假如我们以神学家的态度，当作是聪明的人、通达的人去读启示录，我们就很难了解。
But if we use the perspective of a theologian or a scholar and try to study and analyze it in that fashion, then I think it'll be hard for us to understand.
因为属世的事情呢，很多事情我们不能够了解。
For secular things are hard to understand.
就是今天有人拿到博士学位，他并不一定能够了解所有的天下之间的事情。
Even a person with a PhD in this world cannot understand everything that happens around him.
这本圣经啊，不是在讨论世界的事情。
But the Bible does not refer to the things of this world.
因此。圣经呢，是为我们所写的。
And therefore, the Bible is written for us.
就是启示录的作者约翰，他是鼓励大家能够去读它，去遵守它。
John, the author of Revelation, wishes for us to read and understand the letter that he has written.
所以我们来早上来探讨启示录的主题是什么。
And so this morning, let us study the main theme in the book of Revelation.
我们先来看。启示录的第一章。
Now let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
启示录第一章第三节。
Revelation 1, verse 3.
念这书上预言的和那些听见要遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Says, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it.For the time is near.
所谓日子近的，就是主再来的日子近的。
The time is near refers to the day of the Lord is near.
当然，很多人在等着主耶稣的再临。
Of course, many are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
很多人说主耶稣再临的日子啊，可能是公元2000年，也有人说是公元2010年，明年的事情。
Some predict that the second coming of Christ will be in the year 2000. Some in 2010, and others much later.
有的人说啊，是不知道未知数。
And some others say that we do not know when the Lord will come again.
所以有的人就说日期太远了，所以起诉的事情对我们毫无关系。
And so they say that since the time is indefinite, the meaning of Revelation is insignificant to us at this time.
那事实上这个日期呢是什么日期？
So what is this time that it is referring to?
当然就是主来的日子啊。
Of course, it is the coming of the Lord.
但主什么时候来？
When will the Lord come?
主就什么时候找我们回去，就在主耶稣来的日子啊。
The day that the Lord comes will be the day that He takes us back.
啊，每一个人都有那么的一天。
And we all have are waiting that day.
因此，每个人都要读这个书啊。
And so, therefore, we all need to study and understand this book.
要读，要听见，要遵守。
We have to study, and we have to listen, and we have to follow it.
有一家公司啊，他布告栏上啊贴着一张布告。
There was a company that put a poster on their wall.
这家公司是美国公司。
That's an American company.
可是他贴的布告栏不是美国的文字。
But the poster was not printed in English.
他是贴的希伯来文。
It was printed rather in Hebrew.
他大意是说每天早上员工必须6:30就报到。
And it says on there that employees must report to work at 6:30 a.m. each day.
以前要是9点上班就可以了。
In the past, the employees could come in at 9.
那天呢，很多人呢是9点才上班呢。
And that day, many people showed up at 9.
老板就开始教训大家。
And so the boss began to reprimand the employees.
你们没有看到布告栏是吧？
He says, did you not see the poster?
布告栏说6点半就要报到啊。
The poster says you must be here at 6:30.
你们怎么9点才上班呢？
How come you're here at 9?
那就说我们看不懂啊。
And the employee said, well, we can't read it.
看不懂你呢，责备大家是不公平的事情啊。
And you can't blame us for something that we can't understand.
他就起诉。
So the same with the book of Revelation.
只要是大家看了看不懂，听了听不懂，怎么去遵守？
If we cannot read nor understand it, how can we follow it?
因为起诉已经是可以让大家能够明白的。
For this book is one that we can come to understand.
能够明白，然后才能够去遵守啊。
And when we do understand it, then we can follow the words that it instructions as it gives.
大家明白了。
And when we understand it,
那事实上是很容易被明白的。
In actuality, it's easy for us to understand it.
主要是要不遵守。
But if we understand it and do not follow it,
那就要接受惩罚。
Then we will receive the punishment.
那你不去遵守的话, 被惩罚是有道理的。
And if you understand but yet do not follow, then the punishment is justified.
主要是大家看了看不懂。
But if all of us cannot understand the book,
惩罚奖赏说明有什么意义啊？
Then the reward or the punishment has no meaning.
因为第一个我们要了解起诉是可以被明白的。
And first of all, we must understand that the book of Revelation can be understood.
但是当以婴孩的心去读的时候，就能够了解它。
When we use a child of a heart of a child to read it, then it will be revealed to us.
因此我们凭着信心呢来读启示录。
So we read the book of Revelation by faith.
那启示录到底是要谈什么事情？
What is the book of Revelation talking about? Indeed, there are many descriptions of things that are to happen in the future. It describes many horrible events that may happen. And so what are they talking about? And please read Revelation chapter 1.
第一章第二节,
chapter 1, verse 2.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。John,
who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw.
启示录的目的,
the purpose of Revelation,
就是要将神的道、耶稣基督的见证证明出来。
Is to bear witness to the word of God, to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
属于约翰他自己说。
And here it says,
当他看到异象的时候,
that when he saw a vision,
他向天使跪拜,
he knelt down to the angels.
天使说不可以的,
the angel says, yeah, you shall not.
我是服侍神的,
because we are also servants of God.
你我都是仆人啊,
and you and I are both servants.
都是一样啊,
we are the same.
你不可向我跪拜,
you cannot bow down to me.
你要向神跪拜,
you must bow down to the Lord God.
因为启示录里面的 预言里面的灵异都是指着耶稣做见证的。
For all the prophecies in the book of Revelation are a testament to God.
所以启示录的中心，启示录的主题就是为耶稣做见证。
So the main theme of the book of Revelation is a testimony for Jesus Christ.
因为当耶稣出来开始在传道理的时候，
For when Jesus came out to preach the gospel,
他就说啊，天国近了。
He says, the kingdom of heaven is near.
你们要悔改,
you must repent.
Alright, 就开始传天国的福音了。
And then he began to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣还怕人听不懂。
And Jesus was afraid that people may not understand.
所以用很多浅显的比喻来阐明天国的道理。
So he used many simple parables to describe the things of heaven.
那天国的道理就是一些吸引你的状态。
And the things of heaven will attract people.
天国近了,
that the time of the heavenly kingdom is near.
天国是可以去尝试它, 可以去享受它的,
the heavenly kingdom is something that we can come to experience.
可以去体验它, 可以去触摸它的,
and we can that we can come to experience and touch.
也是可以得到的,
and something that we can receive.
但是必须要有一个步骤,
but there must be some steps that we must follow.
就是人必须要悔改。
First, we must repent.
说天国近了,
the time of the heavenly kingdom is near, we must repent.
整个四福音书的主题啊。
This is the central theme of the four gospels.
主耶稣所做的、所讲的道理，都是为天国做见证。
Everything that Jesus said and everything that he did, was to bear witness to the heavenly kingdom.
因为他说从天上来的。
For Jesus descended from heaven.
他知道天上的事情。
He knows all things in the heavenly kingdom.
除了他一万没有能升过天呢、啊。
Besides Jesus Christ, no one else has ascended.
没有能实际上到天上去。看看天上到底是怎么一回事。
No one has gone up to see goes on in heaven.
所以他就把在上面听到的、所看到的情形告诉人。
So Jesus told the people of this earth all the things that pertains to the heavenly kingdom.
天国是很美好的。
The heavenly kingdom is beautiful.
是一个很美好的境界。
It's a beautiful world.
所以主耶稣在八福的宝训里面呢、啊、说，怎么样的人有福了。
And that's why in the Beatitudes, Jesus talks about different people who are blessed.
啊，那一些都是以讨论到心理的状态。
For those people have the attributes in their hearts.
比较谦卑的人有福了。
Those blessed are those who are meek.
清心的人有福了。
Blessed are those who have faith.
爱痛的人有福了，有怜悯心肠的人有福了。
And blessed are those who mourn.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake.
这些都是心理的状态。
These are all the characteristics that we may have.
主耶稣才说啊。
And therefore Jesus said,
神的国在哪里？
Where,
神的国在哪里？
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
那主耶稣啊，对世界上事情没有什么兴趣的。
Jesus had no interest in the things of this world.
很多人他的跟随者啊，想跟主耶稣讨论这个世界上事情。政治的事情。
Many people who followed Christ wanted to find out from him the things of this world, including political matters.
主耶稣都没兴趣。
But Jesus had no interest in it.
甚至有个人、啊、想立主耶稣、啊、想拜在主耶稣当他们的断事官。
And some people even wanted to exalt Jesus as a king.
只是帮他们分财产而已、啊。
Or as an arbitrator for them to split their inheritance.
那么小的事情，主耶稣都没兴趣。
And even the small task as this, Jesus had no interest in.
因为人只要是有神的国，有神在心里。
For if the kingdom of heaven is inside us.
就不需要断事官，他自己就知道怎么做。
Then you do not need an arbitrator. You can settle disputes among yourselves.
哎，你主耶稣说啊，神的国在哪里？
And Jesus says, where is the kingdom of God?
神的国在人心里。
The kingdom of God is within us.
神的国，我们是可以得到，坐在我们心里很近的，非常的近。
We can receive the kingdom of God inside us.
主耶稣在传福音的时候说：“神的国近了，你们要悔改。”
And Jesus said that the time of the heavenly kingdom is near, and we must repent.
主耶稣说：“我们要很努力的进去神的国。”
And we must strive hard to enter in to the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣说：“邀请大家都能够进到神的国。”
And he invites everyone to join in.
神的国就好像一个婚宴，一个婚礼一样。
The kingdom of heaven is like a wedding banquet.
主耶稣邀请每一个人啊都能够来参加。
And Jesus invites all his honored guests.
是充满喜乐的。
Is filled with joy and happiness.
是充满平安的。
Is filled with peace.
而且神的国不在乎这些物质。
And the kingdom of heaven does not reside in the material things.
神的国是在内心的一个状态。
It is something that is within us.
因此主耶稣说啊。
So Jesus said.
我们要努力进去。
We must strive hard to enter.
那保罗他也是为这个事情做见证。
Paul also testified of this matter.
请看罗马书。
Please turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans 14 verse
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国跟物质界没有关系。
The kingdom of God has nothing to do with the physical world.
因着启示录啊，是为基督做见证。
And the book of Revelation is a testimony for Lord Jesus Christ.
并不是为着某一个政治集团做见证。
And not for any political party.
并不是为着某一个领导者做见证
，not for any secular leader，
而是啊为着耶稣基督做见证
，but rather as a testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ。
啊，那一个见证是什么
？What is that testimony？
就神的国要临到了。
That is that the kingdom of God is near。
鼓励大家去追求
，and encourages everyone to pursue it。
说神的国啊， 不在乎吃喝，不在乎物质。
The kingdom of God is not consists of eating and drinking.
只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
啊，这些事情是可以追求的。
These things we can strive for.
可以体验的。
We can experience it.
那人也是必须要拥有这些事情，人生活着才有意义啊。
And if we can attain these things, then our life will be meaningful.
等我们得到神的国的时候
，When we receive the kingdom of God，
那自然我们就不再有哀哭啊。
No, we'll no longer mourn and cry and weep。
不再有眼泪。
We'll no longer shed any tears。
不再有愁烦。
We'll no longer have any sorrows。
启示录的主题就是神的国度。
The theme of Revelation is the kingdom of God。
因此，当耶稣啊从死里复活以后
，So when Jesus died and resurrected，
在地方大概40天时间呢，跟门徒在一起。
He spent about 40 days with his disciples。
当他跟门徒在一起的时候，他们在讨论些什么事情
？What did he talk about when he was with his disciples？
一直在讨论神的国。
They talked about the kingdom of God。
甚至有人告诉他说啊，问耶稣说，你复兴以色列国是不是在这个时候呢？
And some even asked him, "Are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel at this time?" Jesus did not answer that question. But he encouraged them to wait for the arrival of the Holy Spirit. For when the Holy Spirit descends, you will receive power. And you shall be witnesses for him. Not to be witnesses for any political party or faction. Or to be a witness for Satan. Or be a witness to this world. But rather to be a witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. To the ends of the earth. So what is the theme of the book of Revelation? The kingdom of God is near. We must repent. Let us sing hymn.